The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank you, Lord, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted. Shikeboraba shatakabaya. Libaba rakatakaba itola shikebo rebroto kabarati. Libapo rebrokoto rapaita kuribazuto kayama ita. Le brokoto reba itakuri bazuta kibabo. Ile papa rakatakaba itale besheke borokoto kabrite emasukuru katua rata kosha kaba ita. Ile papa papa rakatakaba ita. Raba papa papa rakatakaba itale besheke teke bara. Le papa rakatakaba itale besheke borokoto kaba itakuri bazante. Usakalaba karaba itakaba yakaba rakatakaba ita. Lebreketeke barokoto kapaiteke balokoto rabaita. Raba papa 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 papa. Ile papa rokoto kaba ita lebeshokoto kaba ita lebeshe. Raba papa. I welcome you once again back from Shiloh, back from Easter, back from Passover. A year by the next Easter, you should be carrying a testimony that you have never carried before. Amen. Hannah went to Shiloh as a barren woman whose womb God has shut down or closed. According to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. But by 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 23, 24, 25, 20 going, by the next Shiloh, she went there with Samuel. There is a Samuel for me. Amen. I say there is a Samuel for me.
Amen.
Every Easter, the Resurrection Sunday, is the beginning of God's Kairos year, God's appointed year, is the beginning of our spiritual year. According to what God told the Israelites in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, mark this month. Mark this month. This month begins your year. Say your year. Your year. My year. So you see, tell your friends, look, my year is different from your year. My year is different from your year. God's year for me is different. When anybody tells you, look, so you still believe in that God, you still say, look, my year is different from your year. And I can tell you that the Easter Resurrection Day begins the formation. Formation unto what? Delivery. Formation unto what? Delivery. Formation unto what? Delivery. Formation unto what? Delivery. So once again, I welcome you back. Our theme or topic on which we are sharing and then praying on is placing a demand on the finished work of Christ on the cross on my behalf. Part two. Today, the Holy Ghost woke me up at 2 o'clock when Professor Rima arrived. I tell you, I wanted to stretch a little. I said, you know how he comes? He will begin to bombard your mind with thoughts, scriptures, messages. It is just coming. And it means get up and write or record. Hey, it's not easy. Oh. It's not easy. Oh, it's not easy. The weather was very cold today and I wanted to enjoy. You know, there has been heat in Ghana. So much heat. In fact, I pity those who don't have air conditioning in their room. My prayer is that God will bless you that you can fix air conditioning in your room. You'll be able to pay electricity bill. I'm telling you, that's where God is bringing us. So that people will ask, how did you do this? Say, come and see what the Lord has done. Numbers 23:23b. And I still, you can imagine, I wanted to stay because already we didn't sleep early because we prayed. We were creating things for in the night, for the day to manifest. We were speaking to the night. I've taught you this. Why God created day and night. It is from the Rhema professor, Rhema faculty of Holy Ghost Academy. He said, look, the night is not just for sleeping. No. That's why witches and wizards, they have advantage, great advantage, because it is in the night they meet. It is in the night they speak into people's, they speak against people's stars, people's destinies, speaking this. It is in the night they speak into the system, the governing system. It is in the night that they command the president, vice president, the MPs, the so-so and so, the king that is ruling. It is in the night that they mention his name to do their bidding, to do what their bidding. So by the time you wake up from sleep, you are waking up into the system they have created. You are waking up into the atmosphere they have created for you. Witches and wizards, this is their advantage. I owe Rhema professor so many offerings. I'm telling you, look, one revelation can change your life forever. Thank God that somebody sent an offering. Say, Papa, this one, you have opened my eyes. These are the things we need to hear. Christianity is not difficult. Do you know the difference between Christianity and other religions? So I had to wake up by 1:45. I had to wake up and start writing. I pray that I will be able to share with you the things that Professor Rhema taught me this morning. Just a little maybe. And then Facebook will share the rest. I mean, not all, because it's so much. I'll just be writing. But I thank God that after some time, I still went and caught some 30 minutes sleep before coming. Beloved, the difference between Christianity and religion. Religion is man seeking God. Man seeking God. That's religion. Man is doing everything to know God and to seek God. Christianity is not religion. Christianity is God through Christ seeking man. God through Christ seeking man. Why did Jesus leave his throne? His throne, Jesus, God. Look, anybody who tell Jesus is God in human form. Somebody should write it. Jesus is God in human form. That's Jesus. Because there is no way you can see God and live. Can you look at the sun in the heat of the day? Can you open your eyes and look at the sun straight? No. That's how God is. The brightness of God can never be seen by human eye and live. I mean, the glory, the heat of the glory will devour you. I mean, you will burn like electricity. That is his nature. But the nature of God that can be seen is Jesus Christ. That's why he took on human form. To come and offer the ultimate sacrifice for you and I to fetch us. So actually, God is rather looking for you and I. We are not looking for him. We don't go to church. Or you are not online and looking for healing. The healing is already there. God is rather calling you into your healing, into your deliverance. When people are jumping from prophet to prophet, prayer camp to prayer camp, looking for solution, the solution is already there. It is rather looking for you. So you and I, what are we to do? We are to position ourselves strategically in the Word, in the Holy Spirit, and in prayer. That's all. That is all. Everybody online is to be more than Delali Boja. I am just a mentor. I am just opening the portal, the gateway for you. I am just opening your eyes. This name, Holy Ghost Academy. Gladys, when did I get this name, Holy Ghost Academy? It's a long time. It's a long time, about 30-something years ago. Long, long, long time. I think 1987. Yes. When the Holy Ghost teaches me, then I got the Holy Ghost Academy. 1987, when I was in the Bible school. So in my jotters, all the revelation, I say Holy Ghost Academy. But the Rhema faculty came, I think about maybe 5 years, 6 years ago. So you see, as you are listening right now, somebody who is very sensitive and alert, you are catching a revelation that even me, myself, who is sharing this with you, I don't know. That's why sometimes I say, write this. Beloved, in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. So you see, Christianity is a way of life. Christianity is living the life of Christ here on earth. Finish. That is Christianity. In Isaiah 53, verse number 3 and 4, he was despised and rejected by others. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. New Revised Standard Version from the HarperCollins Study Bible. HarperCollins Study Bible. Thank you. Isaiah 53, verse number 3 and number 3. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him of no account. This describes Jesus' battered body. In fact, the film, the passion, the is called Passion Film, eh? Passion of the Christ. That film is just the closest. That film is just about 0.00000001% of what actually happened to Jesus. I'm telling you, that is the closest, the Passion of Christ. The thing is that when you look at the person hanging on the cross, you can't see the face. You can, look, the body was shredded, torn into pieces, no eyes. The eyes have been removed. The nose has been removed. The head, I mean, the brain was showing. The brain was showing. The scar, battered. You know, when he was being beaten, he could have died there. But you know, it has been ordained that he must die on the cross. So it was God who breathed that energy for him to even be able to carry the cross. Because it has been destined that he should die on the cross. If he had not died on the cross, he hasn't fulfilled. He hasn't fulfilled. But even with that brain coming out, he was able to shout, "It is finished." Hey, it's a mirror. Now, who did he do this for? You and I. You and I. My God. You see how precious and highly favored you are in Christ? Why do you allow somebody call a husband? Excuse me. Somebody call a wife. Somebody call a boss. Somebody call a neighbor. Somebody call, excuse me, some pastor, some man of God somewhere. Somebody call somebody to run you down. To tell you that you are nobody. To annoy you. I mean, to make your life miserable. Why do you allow somebody called devil or Satan? Why do you allow somebody, a witch? Why do you allow your house help, your house boy? Why do you allow A demon in your house help. A demon in your house. A demon in your son or daughter. Why do you allow even a demon in a brother or a sister in the church, or even your pastor or somebody who has opened up at that time? Why? Why? In Isaiah 59 verse 19, King James, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard, raise a standard, raise a standard. That's a cross. The standard is a cross. The standard is a cross. And do you know, I don't know whether I can share this. The standard is sort, the cross. Your eyes must be open. Because you see, the entrance of thy word giveth us light. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you. Do you know that as I'm sharing this, if there is any demon hiding anywhere in you, and you give attention, do you know that the demon is checking out? The demon checks out. Healing is taking place. I should even begin this with a testimony. There is a mighty testimony. The way God is answering declarations and prayers and the word these days, my God, if you continue to do that, we will continue to avail ourselves unto you. If you continue to fulfill our declaration this way, we shall continue, because you are looking for us to avail ourselves. Sunday, this lady has never done what she did. Married young woman. She came. When people line up, in fact, Sunday, somebody stirred my emotion to get a little angry. An elderly man who didn't do well. But I called him and apologized that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did that to you there on the pulpit. Yes, I just called him yesterday and he was so happy. Two nights ago, I said, Papa, I'm very sorry. Even though you did wrong, I should have looked at your age and that. So those who were around, they saw, I've already apologized. So those who think, you see, Pastor didn't do right, you see, now if I were not to tell you that I've called to apologize, how will you know? That's why we should be careful the way we take things. For all you know, the person has already apologized and settle issues with the person. This lady came. He said, I've come to pay my first route. I said, please, sit for me. Let me finish the people. Carrying the baby. And she came. And I led her through. People don't know that these things, they go through a formality, a declaration. Before I finish the testimony, thank you, Rema, Professor Rema. Let me share this with you. I am recording what I'm sharing with you myself. I am always, even though it is Facebook, Podbean, I am also recording it. We want to start praying by 7:40. So I have 7 minutes more to talk. You know, do you know why we lay hands? Do you know why we baptize? Do you know why we dedicate things? Do you know why we dedicate babies? Do you know why when you build a house, you have a car, whatever, we pray over it? Do you know why? Those things we do, they introduce that thing into the spiritual realm for the spiritual to take over. They introduce those things to what? To the spiritual realm. Yes. So the moment, so we don't just do things. Yes. They introduce that thing. You dedicate the car. After doing it, that car has now been introduced into the spiritual realm. That house has been introduced. That baby has been introduced. So it means let the spiritual realm take over now. So sometimes when people come, they want to pay for, they think they will just give it to me and I collect it. No, I need to read a scripture. I need to say some words to you. I need to so and so. Yes. And finally, when the person came, then In the evening of Sunday, this lady sent a message. Papa, please accept that. In fact, I don't do that. But when we got home in the evening, I don't do that. Because when you give offering those things, you are not called to say congratulations. God, no. You have just done what you are supposed to do. You should even thank God that you were able to do it, that God gave you the right to do it. I don't know. For the first time or whatever, I say, lady, congratulations for what you have done. Say, Papa, thank you. Except that my appointment has not yet been confirmed. My appointment has not yet been confirmed, even though I have been told that I am hot, employed by my appointment letter. Others have come over a year ago, but mine has not come. I said, yours has also come. I just said, that was Sunday night. Yours has also come. I said, it has come. Yours has come. Monday morning, she sent me a message. Papa, indeed, my appointment has come. Except that I've been posted to Sunyani. I've been posted to that department in Sunyani. Papa, look at my baby. Look at my children. She was almost crying. And I'm to report the next day. That was yesterday. She was to report yesterday. Papa, what do I do? I said, go and talk to the authorities that they should change it for you. Go. The favor of God is upon you. Your first fruit has qualified you for that favor. And all you, in fact, the cross, the finished work has already qualified. Go back and tell them. She was quiet. I say, you go and tell them your situation, that please, if you can do something, look at my babies. So and so, if you can, they will do it. Yesterday evening, another testimony. Papa, I went, and now they are keeping me in Accra. Amen. They are keeping me in Accra. Amen. Christianity is God through Jesus looking for you and I. Jesus was sent to come and hold, connect you and I, reconcile us back to God. Now, do you know Jesus Christ on the cross? When Jesus was hung on the cross, do you know that his face was facing a certain direction and the back? Do you know what it means? First of all, do you know why he was lifted on the cross? The cross was down and he was hung. There was a gap between his feet and then down and his top. There was a gap. His feet was not touching. Do you know what it means? Hey. Jesus is the bridge between the natural and the supernatural, the natural and the spiritual. Jesus is the bridge. Now, do you know when his face was facing and his back? His back represents your past. His back has completely shut down your past so that the devil cannot use your past against you. What a revelation. Look, precious and highly favored son and daughter of God, let me tell you, in Christ, you have no past. In Christ, I say, you have no past. Even though people may use you, look, your past only exists in your subconscious mind. God doesn't have record of your past again. Even some of us preachers, we preach to put you in bondage. We use your past to insult you, to hit you, to do things. May God forgive us. May God forgive. Pray for us, O preachers. Pray for us, pastors. Say, in Christ, I have no past. Say, in Christ, I have no past. So you see, Jesus Christ hanging on the cross with his face and then his back. Where the back was facing is your past. Your past. Where his back was facing is your past. His face is your future. So he has already redeemed your future. Say, my future is redeemed.
Is redeemed.
Say, my future is redeemed.
My future is redeemed.
Say, my tomorrow is redeemed.
My tomorrow is redeemed.
Look, these are the things you should be saying to the devil and witches. You have a future. Your future is already redeemed.
Yes, Lord.
You have no past. Look at Psalm 103 verse 12 about your past. Psalm 103, is it verse 12? Psalm 103 verse 12. Okay, yes, Psalm 103 verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgression from us. So you have no past. I'm telling you. So sometimes when you go to him and say, look at the abortions I caused. Look, if you have genuinely accepted Christ and repented, that's a problem. Genuine repentance. If you are no more doing that, you have no past. But as long as you do that, your past is still connected. You are connecting to your past. You are connecting to your past. You see, sometimes God was telling me something. Sunday, I was making a comment. I don't know whether it was Sunday. I said, God, me, I won't say it. I won't do it. Because people think you are hitting them. People think you are attacking them. No, God, the person is your daughter. The person is your son. Why don't you speak to the person directly? No, I don't want matter. Because pastors get matters too much. He preach against me. He says so, so and so. And this and this and that. We don't want it. But I tell you, either you obey God or whatever. Who knows whether the person is going to die within the week. Like this young man who joined Illuminati and Freemasonry. And became very rich. Young man in the church. Because of suffering. Very soon he has become very rich. When you look at him. He came around. He was telling people. He said, I was sent to India. And I tell you. Hey, your papa. Pasadela. Where we went. Where we saw him in India. I mean, a shrine. When his name was mentioned. Nobody can. No power can. This man, he's not an ordinary man. He came around the car park. He was telling people. This man, take him seriously. Because where I have been sent to go investigate him. When we mention his name, what we see, don't try. He was telling people. He sent something on Facebook. Inviting people into Freemasonry and Illuminati. And I answered, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and loses his soul? He started complaining to some of our youth. Why did Papa write that? Why did Papa answer me like that? Do you know that last week he was dead? He's dead. He's called Ben. Some of you know him. He has been in the church before. Not Ben Opokume. No, not that one. In fact, only the old people, they know him. Where the church is right now, where we are worshiping, the house that was there, he used to live there. He used to live there with Kobe and the family. They used to live there together as tenants. What is he going to tell God? Life here is short. Life here on earth is short. Very, very, very short. There is a place your soul is going to live forever. Now, do you know what he's going to see? He's going to see the days he was in the church. He's going to see me. They are going to play all the messages, everything. They are going to play and say, ow! Ow! That's the painful thing. Understand, you were just saying, it looks as, why am I feeling like that? I am not feeling fine, though. I am not, you know, he entered into this herbal whatever and opened up a herbal hospital, whatever. And the way he was feeling, said they should take him. By the time they got to hospital, he was dead. That's how the devil takes you. When he knows that you are going to repent, he will take you fast. He won't give you a chance to repent. He will take you fast. So, beloved, we don't have time. If you need to repent, repent quickly. So as long as you have repented of that thing, you have no pass. If only it's a temptation that comes once in a while, you quickly confess it, you still don't have a pass. But if intentionally, like we heard about addiction, you are still addicted to that thing, then you are connected to your past. Because God said that he, as far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our past. So the back of Jesus hanging on the cross means that your past has been hurt, sealed. The devil cannot use it against you. Your future has been hurt, redeemed. Your future has been redeemed. And the two cries that Jesus did on the cross in Matthew 27. The first cry, yes, prayer time. Thank you. Somebody said now we have to discipline you. When you talk, we have to hold you. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried. So 46, Matthew 27, 46. That cry was the cry of pain. The cry of judgment. That was when our judgment, our pain and everything has come on him. So you see, the pain that you should suffer, Jesus has already cried. So this cry always follows you every day. This cry occupies your atmosphere. So the pain that should come on you, he has already cried that cry. It doesn't mean that pain will not come. It doesn't mean that disappointment will not come. But when it comes, be still. And know that I am the Lord. Stand firm. Stand firm and know that you are not the same. When the attack, the battle comes, be still, Psalm 46, verse 10. When disappointment, broken heart comes, be still. Cry, you can cry. But listen to me. That cry will not destroy you. The thing that you are suffering will not destroy because Jesus has already paid with a cry. Yours is to be still. Yours to be patient. Yours is to persevere. The second cry in verse 50. Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and he breathed his last. The second cry is the cry of what? Victory. Cry of victory. Cry of victory. Victory over every situation that you are going to face. You know, this cry, these voices, they are not just, they are living things, so they occupy your atmosphere. When you are walking, whatever you are doing, they occupy your atmosphere. Whether you sleep or you are awake. So any challenge that will come, you are already victorious. You are what? Already victorious. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you for going to the cross.
Lord, I thank you for going to the cross.
I thank you for going to the cross.
Thank you for going to the cross.
I thank you for going to the cross.
Thank you for going to the cross.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That the cross
has made me.
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 Your cross.
Your cross.
Has made me.
Has made me.
The finished work.
The finished work.
Has made me.
Has made me.
The finished work.
The finished
work. Has created me.
Created.
The finished work.
The finished.
Has created me. The finished work has created me. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Your finished work.
Your finished work.
Your finished work
has given me
a new image.
A new identity.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for the cross. Thank you for going to 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 the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
that the finished work,
the finished work has shut down my path. Has shut down my path. It has shut down my path.
That in Christ,
I have no path.
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
Yes, Lord. The devil cannot use my path against me.
The devil cannot use my path against me.
The devil cannot use my path against me. The devil cannot use my path against me.
The devil cannot use
my past against me.
The devil cannot use,
my past against me.
The devil cannot use my past against me.
The devil cannot use my past against me.
The devil cannot use my past against me.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare to you.
I declare
principalities and powers.
Principalities and powers.
I have no past.
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 I have no
past. I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
In Christ, I have no past. Yes,
in Christ, I have
in
no
Christ,
path.
I have
in
no
Christ,
path.
I have no path.
Yes, Lord.
In Christ, I have no path.
The finished work of Christ.
In Christ, I have no path.
Taking
in Christ, I have no path.
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 In Christ,
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
In Christ,
I have no path.
In Christ, I have no path.
Rakata kabayakata kabayakata. In Jesus' mighty name, I like your comment. I like your comment. My future is redeemed.
Yes.
BB and others. People are writing. My future is redeemed.
Yes.
Wow. What a great revelation. Reverend, God bless you. Yes. I like this comment. Reverend, you are so wonderful. You always open our eyes. Congratulations. God bless you. Yes. Yes. God richly bless you. These comments, I mean, they really encourage us. Look, it's not easy. Oh. It's not easy to be attuned. You must be tuned 24 hours. That's why the devil used many things to distract me. One thing, please, when you are praying for me, pray against distractions. D-I-S-T-R-A. When your mind is taking off, preoccupation is one of the greatest weapons the devil uses. Situations, things. That's what the devil uses against people who are like this. To distract us, because he knows that the entry of the word of God gives us light. Light. Yes, we appreciate God for your life. Yes, you know, you see, these things, they give you advantage. Say, this is my advantage.
This is my advantage.
I am telling you, when you know this, why do you cry? Why do you weep? Let me tell you that. Do you know, we are going to declare, my future has been redeemed. By the finished work, by the cross, my future has been redeemed. And do you know, as we are making this declaration, the angels in heaven, they are celebrating. Because this is how they want us to pray. This is our advantage. This is what makes us Goshenite. This is what makes our cases different. So if you see me down today, by the next day, before you, all of us are down, me, I will rise again. Because my future has been hurt, redeemed. My future has been paid for, including the mistakes you are going to make. I'm telling you, the mistake you have made, the wrong choice you have made, the wrong decision you have made that is causing you, it has been paid for. What does that mean? It won't destroy you.
Amen.
Only God will make you go through it a little. God will use it to be a blessing to you. You have married a wrong husband. If you can do three things, if you can be patient, you can persevere. The third one, you can endure. You can endure. These are the two P's that Satan has. We don't have patience and perseverance. Endurance, standing still, standing firm, being bold and courageous. Look, at the end of the day, it will surprise you that that husband, will begin to serve God and become the kind of man you want. But you see, there are some also that when you see the way it is going, you need to advise yourself. like Ochichi, that Nigerian singer. Ochichi. Why is it that, these some of these names are just Osinachi. Ochichi. Osinachi. Osinachi. That Osinachi. You see, you don't stay in some things forever. You should quickly find out and find a way out. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Yes, so we want to declare. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that my future has been redeemed. 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 The cross, the finished work of Christ on the cross has redeemed my future. Has redeemed my future. Has redeemed my future. Has redeemed my future. I declare to principalities. I declare to powers. I declare to witches and wizards. I declare to the devil and his agents. I declare my future has been removed. Has been redeemed.
Has been redeemed.
Has been redeemed. My future has been paid for.
My future
has been paid for, including
my current situation.
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 My current pain.
My current pain.
My current affliction.
My current affliction.
My current disappointment.
Current disappointment.
My current affliction.
My current.
My current battles.
My current battles.
My current attacks.
My current attacks.
My current cycles.
My current cycles.
It has been paid for.
Has been paid
it has
for.
Been paid for.
It has been paid
it has
for.
Been fully paid
Jesus
for.
Has paid
it has
for
been fully paid
it
for.
It has been fully
including
paid for.
Including my current mistake.
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 My current setback.
My current mistake.
My current setback.
My current setback.
It has been paid for.
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 Jesus has paid for
it. It has been paid for.
It has been paid for.
Jesus has paid for it.
Jesus has paid for it.
Because he knows it.
Because he knows
the future. He knows the future.
He knows the future.
He knows the future.
He knows the future.
It has been paid for.
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 Therefore, you devil.
You devil
and your agent,
and your agent,
you cannot use it against
you cannot
me.
Use it against
you cannot
me.
Use it against
you cannot use it against
you cannot
me.
Use it against
you cannot
me.
Use it
whatever
against
I am going through is for my training, is for my testing. God is using even my mistake as a training,
as a test,
as a training,
as a test.
As a building of character.
As a building
of character.
As a building
of character.
As a building
of character.
As a building
of character.
Of character.
So you devil.
So you devil.
You cannot use it against
me.
You cannot use it against
me.
You cannot use it against
me.
You cannot use it against me.
You cannot use it against
me. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use it against me. I declare to you, devil. You cannot discourage me.
You can never discourage me.
You can never discourage me.
You can never put fear into me.
You can never put fear into me. I reject your discouragement.
I reject your fear.
I reject your anxiety.
I reject
your worries.
I reject them.
I reject them. I reject them.
I reject them. I reject them.
By
the cross of Calvary. Yes, I reject them. I cancel them. I block them in the name of Jesus. I block them. I block them with the blood.
I block them with
the cross of Christ. I block them. I block them. I block them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. With the blood of Jesus. By the finished work of Christ on the cross.
In Jesus' name. Let me take 10 minutes more of your time. Professor Rima says, I should tell you this. In fact, he has really congratulated me, but he said, you have no past. Your future is redeemed. However, when you see some things from your father's life, for instance, if in your home you like women, some family, the men, There are two towns in the Volta region. I will not mention. If you marry from them, you should have a heart. I'm telling you, even if they are pastors, two towns in the Votary. When you marry from there, and I know some families in Accra here, they are guns. When you marry from there, have a heart. Women, nyonunya, oh, masem, even when they are pastors, even when they are prophets. Now, do you know, the moment you see that, deal with your bloodline. Pray these prayers that my ancestral blood cannot follow me. I am now carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the reason why Jesus came to die, why do we take communion? Is for us. His death has given us what? A name to use. A name, the name that is above all, every other name. He has also given us what? The blood. He has also sent the Holy Spirit to do what? To help us. That's why when you look at our topic, placing a demand, you are to authorize the blood, authorize the name. We are not authorizing God, but we are authorizing what he has bequeathed us, what he has willed unto us. If you don't authorize it, your father's life will manifest. I'm telling you, your mother's life will manifest. The sickness that killed your mother, you go to hospital and they tell you that you have so and so because it's in the blood. You must resist it. Yes, up to now, I see certain things of my late father. I see it in me. I see it in Enoch. I see it in my daughter. We are dealing with it all. It was a big percentage, but now the percentage is reducing. I can't tell. Maybe it is left with some 10%. I'm still working on it because we are still a work in progress. Say, you devil, you cannot use my past against me. You cannot use my bloodline. My bloodline issues. You cannot use it against me. You can never use it against me. You can never use it against me. Ancestral bloodline. Generational bloodline. Family bloodline. Parental bloodline. I am now carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. I am carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. I am carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. I am now carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. I am now carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. I am now carrying the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot use it against me. You cannot use my past against me. You cannot use my past against me. You cannot use my ancestral pattern against me. Ancestral patterns. Ancestral cycles. Let it die in my blood. 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 Ancestral patterns. Ancestral cycles. Family patterns. Parental patterns. And cycles. Let them die in my blood. 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 Let them die in my blood.
Let them die in my blood.
God bless you, Kojoke. Reverend, you are too much for me. God will bless you for more knowledge of prayers. As for prayer, God has just given it to me. Oh, God has given it to me. Calvary cross is my advantage over every negative pattern in bloodline. Yes, Malachi and Jesus. It is this point that caused the Rhema professor to ask me to explain that to you. Yes. Mama Joyce, thank you for this powerful revelation and declaration and wisdom. May your oil increase. God bless you. Reverend, you are right. You are true. Yes, Amen. Yes, Lord. So and so. Yes, Papa and Mommy, In fact, you are helping us. Amen. Mama Kwatin, God bless you. Amen. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I place a demand.
I place a demand
on the finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
To fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
To fight this attack.
Fight this attack.
To fight my present situation.
Delay, yes,
I place a demand right now on the finished work of Christ.
I place a demand on the finished work of Christ. Yes, Lord.
To confront.
Yes, Lord.
To fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
To fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
To fight my battle.
To fight my
battle. To change my situation.
Change my
situation. To cause a turnaround. To cause a turnaround, to cause a change. Li papa rakata kaba italebeshe. Li papa rakata kaba italebeshe kutu kabaya. Li papa rukutu ipapa leketeke bale. Li papa rukutu kabaya. Li papa rukutu kaba italebeshe kutu kaba italebeshe. Rababa kata kaba italebeshe. Rababa kata kaba italebeshe. Il est papa rokoto kaba italebeshe. Il est papa rakata kaba italebeshe. Li papa rokoto kaba italebeshe. Rababa kata kaba italebeshe. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you know the seraphic angel has just come? I can feel the burning sensation. The seraphic angel has just come. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Amen. I am very grateful for your presence. I'm very grateful. I can hear him saying, I have come to confirm your prayer.
Amen.
I have come to confirm everything you are doing.
Amen.
Because you are speaking God's heart. You are speaking the heart of Yahweh. So I have come to confirm.
Amen.
Father, please confirm with signs
yes,
and wonders.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Confirm with testimonies.
In the name
Let
of
everyone
Jesus Christ.
That is connected have
yes,
a testimony.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let everyone that is connected have a testimony. 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 Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. I place
Christ,
a demand.
I place a demand.
On the finished work of
on
Christ.
On the finished work of Christ.
To open the system
to
for
open
me.
Open the system
to open
for
the
me.
System for
to
me.
Open the system for me.
Open the system for me.
Open the system for me, yes, Lord.
Open economic
open
system.
The economic
open career system.
Open career system.
Open governing system.
Open, governing
open the system.
System
for me.
Open
the open system,
system
for me.
Open
in
the
this nation. Mention the nation where you are.
Yes, Lord.
Mention the nation where you are.
Yes, Lord.
Open the system. Open the system. Open the system. Open the system.
Yes,
open the system.
Yes,
open the system. Open the system. Open the system.
Open the system.
Open the system. Open the system. Open the system. Open the system. Open the system. In this office. In this office. Mention your workplace. In this department. Open the system. Open the heart.
Open the heart
of the chief executive.
Open the heart
of the board. Open the heart of the board members.
Open the heart
of the chief executive.
Open the heart
of my boss. Of my boss, of the chief executive,
of the board members,
of the board members, open their heart in this office, in this department, at my workplace, open the system, open the system.
Open the system.
Open the system. Let the finished work of Christ open the system. Open the system
in this nation Ghana.
In this nation Ghana, economic systems, business systems, career systems, let them be open. Let them be open. Let them be open. Let them open in this nation, in this region, in this city, in this town, in this village. Open the system because like Isaac, I am a promised child. I am a promised child. I am a promised child.
Like Isaac,
I am the child of the finished work
of the cross.
And as the system
of Gera,
open for Isaac,
open for Isaac,
let the systems open for me.
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 Financial systems,
economic systems,
financial systems, economic
systems,
let them open. Academic systems,
academic systems,
business systems, health systems, let them open for me.
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 Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya kata.
Let them open for me.
Le papa rakata kabaya iteke baleke teke bara.
Let the systems open for me.
Le papa rakata kabaya iteke baleke
teke bara. Let the financial systems open for me. Yes, Lord. Let career systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let business systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me. Let all God the spiritual systems open for me Let the systems open for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Even there is one prayer since Monday we needed to pray. Say, I declare.
I declare
the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
The cross.
On the cross.
Has given me clearance.
Has given me clearance.
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 It has given me clearance.
It has given me clearance.
To be fruitful.
To be fruitful.
It has given me, clearance.
Me clearance.
To succeed.
Yes, to succeed.
Somebody should write it to.
Write
it. This is powerful. This was what I prayed last week. And there was a mighty breakthrough last week. Somebody just gave me a call. Somebody just gave me a call. I'm telling you. Somebody just gave me a call. Mighty breakthrough. That shook me. I just went to, I was on my way to office 5:30. The Holy Spirit just dropped it. Let the blood give me clearance. Give me clearance. Give me clearance. Give me clearance. Give me clearance.
To succeed.
Give me clearance. To break through. Give me clearance.
Give me clearance.
Give me clearance. To succeed.
Yes, Lord.
To break through.
Yes,
to rise. To rise. The blood has already given me clearance. Has already given me clearance. Go in your clearance right now.
Amen.
I say, go in your clearance right now.
Amen.
You have the clearance. To be and to become whatever you want to be.
Yes.
Don't chill it. Don't chill it. Don't let the devil steal it from you. Stop crying. Stand because the devil already fears you. Stand because you have no past. Your future has been fully paid. Amen. Be bold. Be courageous. Stand. Wipe away your tears. Persevere. Be patient. Stand still and know that the Lord is God. Be careful what you listen to. Give your attention to things like this. Not everything you need to give your attention to. I declare to you, shalom, 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 peace.
Amen. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.